Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: as it is not possible to filter muddy water through mud or purify a wine-stained pot with wine, it is not possible to counteract the killing of men by sacrificing animals. Purport: Ashvamedh Yajna or Gomedh Yajna, sacrifices in which a horse or a bull is sacrificed, were not, of course, for the purpose of killing the animals. Lord Chaitanya said that such animals sacrificed on the altar of Yajna were rejuvenated and a new life was given to them. It was just to prove the efficacy of the hymns of the Vedas. By recitation of the hymns of the Vedas in the proper way, certainly the performer get relief from the reaction of sins. But in case of such sacrifices improperly done under inexpert management, surely one has to become responsible for killing sacrifice. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, there is no possibility of performing the yajnas perfectly for want of expert Brahmins who are able to conduct such yajnas. Maharaj Yudhishthira therefore gives a hint to perform sacrifice in age of Kali. In the Kali Yuga, the only sacrifice recommended is the performance of Hari Nam Yajna, inaugurated by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But one should not indulge in animal killing and counteract it by performing the Harinam Yajna. Those who are devotees of the Lord never kill an animal for self-interest. And as the Lord ordered Arjun, they do not refrain from performing the duty of a Kshatriya. The whole purpose, therefore, is served when everything is done for the will of the Lord. This is possible only for the devotees. Om Agyanti Mirindasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshna Militam Yentasme Shri Guru Vainamaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Yenabhutle Samram Kudam Sati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shmada Bhakti Vidan Swami Tiname Namaste Saswati Deve Gurvani Pracharne Nirusheshune Vadi Pasha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Narayanam Namaskritam Chandrotam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Diriyat. Vanchakalp Tarvesh Kripa Sundu Vivijapatitam Papan Vaishnavipinamo Namaha. Nashta Praya Shabadresha Nityam Bhagava Seva Bhagavati Uttam Shlokya Bhaktir Bhakti Nashtaki. So here, it is clearly mentioned that like a muddy water cannot be purified through mud, or a wine-stained pot cannot be purified through wine. So similarly, killing of men by sacrificing animals, one cannot get rid of sins. Now, in Vedic culture, we've seen that there were Ashvamedh Yajnas and Gomedh Yajnas. And this has been very clearly clarified by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chandkazi asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Chandkazi, why are you killing cows and bulls? They are like mother and father. Why are you killing them on the name of religion? Chandkazi replied, he said, well, my dear nephew, even in your Hindus, they used to kill animal sacrifices. So how do you justify? He said, no, that was different. Because when they used to sacrifice these animals, they immediately, the animal will change the body. That does not mean you kill the animal, then you eat it. That was not the system. And even animals were never used to cut with a sword or in slaughterhouses. They would cut with the, simply with the, they will touch I've forgotten the name of the stick. They will just have a little stick, wooden stick. They will touch the animal with the on the neck, and the animal will die. And this is how they will with the mantras. Even the killing was performed with the mantras, and immediately the body will transformed into another human body or an elevated body like a demigod. And that does not mean that you eat the animal after. So, and then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but now the Brahman has got no power to rejuvenate the body of the sacrificial animal. It is not possible. You see that in front of us. These sort of sacrifices, even the Havan Yajna, is not recommended for this age. At the time of Lord Ramchandra, immediately when he Putra Keshti Yajna was performed, a Yajna Purusha appeared from the fire with the mantras, and he appeared with a pot of kheer. He said, okay, give it to your queens, and they will become pregnant. So the Kaushalya, Sumitra and Kakai, they became pregnant, and not with the union with Dashrath, but simply by eating kheer, they became pregnant. But then how the kheer was appeared from the Yajna Purusha. Now there is no such a Brahman who can make Yajna Purusha appear through a fire. It's not possible. And yajnas are not performed properly. You see that people are having on the weddings. The wedding is happening. Wedding is actually a vrata. And the daughters, so the bride's father keep the fast. My father used to keep the fast when he given my sisters in the marriage. So he would not eat till the whole yajna is done. And the yajna would perform early in the morning. Brahma Muhurta time. There's a time of yajna. And these days yajnas are performed in the night. Night is the Bhut and Pisacha time. So Bhut Pisacha time, you can never perform yajna. And even they are performing the marriage ceremonies in the evenings or whatever. And you will see in front of the ceremony, people are taking drink and alcohol and eating meat. So can you imagine how can the demigods will come in such an abominable place? And that's why the divorces and all these things are happening, because it's not done properly. So it's not possible. So these yajnas are not possible. And sacrificial animals is definitely not possible. So sacrifice, we all do. Now why do we do the sacrifice? To please the demigods. Because we see, even in our ordinary life, Krishna explained in Gita, I've forgotten the Sanskrit verse, one cannot even live properly in this life without yajna. So what to say of life after death? One has to sacrifice even in this life. On the name of sacrifice, we are doing every time, every moment in our life, we are sacrificing something. A person, a businessman, he wants to earn money. In order to earn money, he sacrifices. He has to go to work, get up early in the morning. He don't want to go to work, but he need money. He sacrifices health. He sacrifices comforts. Generally, you see the people say every Monday morning is hellish because they don't want to get up in the morning to go to work, but they have to go. People sacrifice their time for the children. I have to take my children out. People, that's general term people use, because they got to look after the children for the pleasure of the children. For we are sacrificing so many things, whole life. We sacrifice for our family, for our children, for our society, for our nation. For what? We sacrifice for the personally or collectively to improve the society, to improve the family, for improvement. All the time we are sacrificing. And why do we sacrifice to the demigods? To please the demigods. That is the reason of sacrificing, isn't it? When we sacrifice our time, we take the children. Why? Because we want to please the children. You sacrifice something, sometime maybe between husband and wife, between children, between father, parents. You know, sometimes they compromise, sacrifice. Why? That is to please the other person. A husband may try to please his wife. Wife may try to please the husband. Or vice versa. Or children. Children try to please the parents. Or parents try to please the children. The sacrifice is always there. In every situation, sacrifice. We have to, they have to eat, what is the term they say, you swallow a bitter pill? Is that, what is the call? What's the term? Huh? Bitter pill. Person is working outside, they have to tolerate their boss, tolerate the superiors. Sacrifice. And similarly, one has to sacrifice to the demigods, to please the demigods. Out of all the sacrifices in this age of time, no matter what we do, one cannot, it's impossible, no matter what sacrifice we do in this life, even up to demigods, any type of sacrifice, but Yajnashishta, he says, Krishna Varnam Tushe Krishna Sangha Pangasta Pashtam Yajna Sankirtanyai Pirai Jijantihi Sumedasa. Who is the person who's Sumedhasa? Alpamedhasa, people who are less intelligent. Sumedhasa, who is very intelligent. Extremely intelligent people. Sumedhasa. So people who are really, really intelligent, they will perform one sacrifice. Sacrifice we have to do. So the best sacrifice person can do, Sumedhasa means extremely intelligent, very intelligent people. They perform Krishna Varnam Tushe Krishna. They worship a personality of Godhead. They try to please the personality of Godhead. Which personality of Godhead? Not only Krishna, not Krishna. Krishna we are pleasing. Krishna Varnam Tushe Krishna. That Krishna who is in a, not in a Krishna blackish form. So who are you pleasing? Yajna Sankirtanaye Priyaye Chijantihi Sumedhasa. The person who is pleasing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is very, very intelligent. There are a lot of reasons why he is intelligent. If we analyze this particular verse, you will see why they are called Sumedhasa. Why they are called very intelligent. Reason of that is, one is, it is performed very joyfully. You don't have to suffer. Every sacrifice you suffer. You know, you suffer. To please others, you suffer. You know, to earn wealth, you sacrifice health. To recuperate your health, you sacrifice your wealth. Nobody likes to waste money. To please others, you have to sacrifice. You have to eat a really, oh my God, you have to compromise. We don't want to, but you have to. It's not done very nicely. But Sumedhasa, but this sacrifice is done so nicely. What do? Simply, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So that's why you are, there is, austerity is not, it is explained, Aradito Yadi Hari Tapsa Tatkim. Na aradito yadi hari tapsa tat kim. What is the benefit of austerity if you do such austerity? If you don't attain hari, if you don't attain Krishna, what is the use of austerity? There is no use of austerity. And if you are pleasing Hari Krishna, if Krishna is pleased with you, there is no need for other austerity. Isn't it beautiful? If you are pleasing, Krishna is pleased with you, there's no need to go to for rough austerities. And this is the beauty of this. Rajito yarihasya hari tapsa tatkim. And Krishna is very easily pleased in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It is so nicely done, this sacrifice. No need to kill animals. No need to bribe demigods. No need to bribe others in this living entity, in this material world. Because moment we do this, bhakti prashanu bhava virakti anatrat esha triyeshi kala. The beauty of bhakti, devotion, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotion is that it has three effects. It has three effects. Immediate effects, three simultaneously. Not that you have one after another, you have to wait for something else. No. Bhakti prashanu bhava virakti anatra esha triyesh ek kala. What it does happen? You attain bhakti, which is devotion to Krishna. Then you experience it. It's not that you just it's not that you will experience later. Sometimes people say, if you do this, you will attain a heavenly planet after the death. No. You don't need to wait for that death. You experience now. Anubhava. Now, right now. You right now, in this life, right this moment. Anubhava, virakti. Virakti is very thing, that is detachment. So, bhakti, devotion, experiment, and virakti, and the detachment. Detachment has to be. And how? It is explained, yatha ashnata sahu, when we eat, what happens? Tushti, pushti, shuddha paya, anugasam. Every time you put one, I don't know the English, what do you call? Morsel. So you put in your mouth, each time you keep putting it, each time, wow, this is very nice. You're enjoying it. Oh, very nice. And then when you see very nice, then anugasam, oh, anand, and you're feeling ananda. Very nice. And then your tushti, immediately your body, you are very weak. When you fast for whole 24 hours or some Nirjala Ekadashi, I'm weak, Prabhu, I'm weak, I'm very weak. Oh, let me lie down for a while. The moment you take anugasam, you take, and then immediately, I'm happy. And then you start sitting like nicely because your body is getting strength. Body getting strength, you're enjoying the prasadam. And another thing comes is that shuddha payo, your hunger goes away. Every time you put morsel in your mouth, hunger has to go away. Similarly, bhakti, virakti has to be done. Detachment. Vairagyam, vairag. Without virag, it's not possible to get Krishna. So when we chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Pariyojita, Janati Ashu Vairagyam, Jnanam Charyodahaitukam. This is the effect of bhakti. Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Pariyojita, Yanatyashu Vairagyam, immediate effect, immediate. Not tomorrow, not after death. Heavenly planet after death. No. Immediately. Immediately, Gyan and Vairagya. I tell so many times these same, I give example, but it is always nice to, even if you may heard this example from me before, but it is always to remind us, not only to you, remind me, myself, remind all of you, that Jnana and Vairagya. What a beautiful gift Srila Prabhupada introduced to the whole wide world. He never said that I am converting other religions to the Hindus. He never said that. He said, I introduced this, that's why he kept the name word, International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Changing of consciousness. And what a beautiful gift Prabhupada gave to the world. The gift is, so immediately people taken this, when moment they start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what happened? Immediate effect. What happened? Immediate jnana and vairagya. Vairagya, it is detachment. It's part of detachment. It's not that. Sometimes we notice, Prabhu, I'm not feeling something. Something good in devotion. I'm performing, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, but I'm not feeling it. But do you feel when you go take a plane, when you go board the plane, what happens? When it starts running on the runway, you think, oh, it's running. Oh, it's moving. Plane is moving. It's going. The moment you go into the air, little go up, you're still feeling it. Moment it's in the air, 20, 30 feet up, 1,000, not 20, 30 feet up, 20, 30,000 feet up. So you don't feel it. Oh, am I moving? Yes, of course we are moving. Oh, really I'm moving? I think I'm stable. No. You're moving. And no time, then immediately the air hostess makes announcement. Half an hour, sir, we are landing. We have 15 minutes. Kindly buckle your belts up. We are landing very soon. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. People come to Krishna consciousness. First of Vairagya they comes. No matter what color, caste, creed or nation one is, immediately start decorating body with this tilaka on. Oh, put in the kanti mala, shika. Shika is very important. You see, these days sometimes devotees, it should be tied as well, by the way. A Brahmin should keep the shika tied. Even if it's small, then you can tie it with the rubber. People notice you. Because they say Brahmin shika should be always tied, not without shika. Sometimes people start, there's a new word of coming, button shika. No. It should be proper shika. Our shika is not that big. Our shika is small, like this. This is a Gaudiya Vaishnava shika. It must have shika, not the button. Unless you grow here, if you're losing here, that's different. Shika is there. It's part of our other. Mayavadis don't keep shika. We should know, people should see. What is the benefit of this? Not only when you decorate our body with tilaka, kanti mala, he said, even Prabhupada told, Bhaktivinoda Thakur even, he used to go to the magistrate court. He was, and those days, he would go with kanti mala. He had 6 strands of kanti mala. He said, when the day will come, when the judges and magistrates, they will wear this tilaka on, Vaishnav tilaka, shika, kanti mala. These are 3. Prabhupada said, in order to go to distribution books, he said, yeah, sometime you can wear these trousers or whatever in order to preach when you go on the books on the streets. But these are 3 things you have to have. Yes, you can go out. You can wear any dress, no problem. You must have these. If you have to wear somewhere. Now, you see, the devotee comes to Krishna consciousness from different cultures. And immediately what happens? They renounce these things. They start wearing these dhotis, kurtas, mother wear saris. Change of dress. This is jnana and vairagya. Food is changed. These are the gross. But then we have to work on subtle detachments. That is where the real process starts. First is gross, like we have gross body and we have got a subtle body. Similarly, yes, we are working on the gross body. We worked on the gross body. We have to work on the subtle body. We have to work on the subtle attachments. Bhitraga bhai krodha. This is what you have to do. Dukheshu anudiknamana sukheshu bhikta sapraha. And what do you do? When we are, sometimes we are not happy. He said, don't get too disturbed. A wealth can give us a problem. Health can give us a problem. These problems are bound to be. We cannot avoid it. And the perfect example is, look, see the Pandavas. They've gone through all sorts of emotions, all sorts of problems. And when we have, Krishna explained, Dusheshu anudugnamina.
सुख शुभिक सप्रहा बीत राग भय क्रोध. व्हाट हैव टू डू बीत राग भय क्रोध सित धीर मुनि रुच्यते है. दैट डिवोटी इज अ वेरी गुड. That devotees are very good who are equipoised during dukkha, during the sorrows, during the pain, sufferings, and very stable, even not too much happy when he get very some wealth or some riches or some health or some happiness. Don't get too excited. There's no point because it's not going to stay with us. Everything is, I was just telling my wife in the car, I said, everything is illusion in this world. It's so illusion. It's such an illusion. When I came to Krishna consciousness, I read the word illusion. Then I was realizing maybe something is illusion, maybe not everything is illusion. But I was just telling her today, I said, no, the whole world is what a perfect illusion Krishna has created. Name, fame, everything will be finished. It's just a matter of time. No matter who you are. So many big, Alexander the Great, the King Ashoka, so many kings, kingdoms, so many kings, so many people came and they gone. All finished. So this is Bitraga Bhay Krodha. One must free from what? Rag. Rag means the attachment. Rag has to be there. But the attachment we have to get anurag, not even rag, we have to have anurag. A rag, we have virakta from the detachment from the world and attachment with Krishna. Rag, we have to beat rag. Rag from the material attachments. Rag, bhay and krodha, these are the three things. Bhay means fear, fearful. We are fearful from the future. Fearful for this, fear for this, fear for that. Beat rag, bhay, krodha and the anger. Siddh dhir muni ruchyate. That is very nice devotee. So we have to start working on that. Subtle form. Attachments. Attachments to everything in the life. And we have to become the very humble, insignificant. Nobody should know even who you are. That's the safest position. If nobody knows us in the world, nobody recognizes in the world, nobody even appreciates you in the world. That's the best, safest position. That's the safest position. And that's the most beautiful position. Generally, people want to be known by the world, known by the society, known by the community. These days, they want to go into social medias, you know. Upload this video, that video, that video. Are you, what do you want to know by the world? Perfect example is Srila Prabhupada. Gaudiya Math, very big known sannyasis, known preachers at that time. Gaudiya Math, that does not mean they didn't do good. They did do. They done a lot of work in India. But Prabhupada had a much broader vision than them. But yes, you are satisfied preaching in India. But you have to go, the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the mission of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, not only the mission of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the mission of his mother, Bhagwati Devi. She told her son even. The whole family was exalted devotees, pure devotees, the entire family. The mission was how they can introduce this philosophy to the entire world on the planet Earth. To every nook and corner of the world. This was the mission of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his wife and his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And this is the mission which Prabhupada wanted to take. And this is the mission Prabhupada told that, why don't you do this? Assist me. I got a plan. But they did not say no. So Prabhupada introduced this philosophy to the world. Don't minimize this philosophy. Don't we think that, oh, maybe not, maybe. And we read 10 offenses. I tell you one story. How powerful this Yajna Sankirtanaya Priyaya Jijantihi Sumedasa. The chanting the holy name of Krishna, the Harinam Sankirtan, how powerful it is. I won't name the devotee. because once I was giving this class in Soho Temple, and she heard the mic class, she was hearing my class on the line, and I was giving her example. I hope she's not listening again. And there's a devotee, Nandarani, I can't mention her name, no problem, from Iran. There's one devotee. Anybody knows? No? You don't know this. You know, there's one devotee in Iran. You know her. Okay. You don't. So this one devotee, how she became a devotee? She Shirada Gokulan Jiki Jai Sitaram Lakshmanan Jiki Gonita Ashila Prabhupada Jiki Jai. Now she bought on the street, somebody sold some records. So she bought the record. She brought at home. When she brought the record at home, the record, what was his record? He was nice, Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Like Jayadev Prabhu sings. He sings, he makes everybody sing the name. Go to Harinam, sing the chanting. So this lady, born in a Muslim family, bought it, brought it home. She put it on. She heard, oh my God, what is this? It's beautiful. She had no knowledge what it is. She cannot understand a word. But every day she would just put the record on, every night, every whatever, whenever she get time, she just put it on. And she would just hear it very soothingly. And somehow there automatically tears would come from her eyes. She would just enjoy this singing and going on for 5 years. Except she could not understand. She asked, have you... Now she knows what it is. She's memorized. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now she would ask. She said, it's not this language. Those days, there was, you know, 30 years ago, there was no internet and all these sort of things. You have to ask friends, you know. So life was more peaceful. So she was asking, do you know this, what it is? So nobody knew. So she asked so many people. She asked so many religious people. She asked so many Indians or something, so many other different, whatever, nations, different nations. She could not find out solution. She kept singing, enjoying. She's chanting and listening. So one day she went to one gathering. So when she went to the gathering, some program, so some of the people over there, they were involved with one group. So they were talking to each other. It was wonderful class, wasn't it, today? And the other guy said, yes, it was so nice. So she heard. He said, what are you talking about? What class? So now they have to be very, very careful in that part of the world. And definitely not non-Muslim philosophy. So they were very, so they were not telling, nothing. No, you got to tell me. No, nothing. There was nothing. So they were trying to avoid the topic. They don't want to be caught. So secretly they were getting together. Some people, about 30, 40 people getting together. So then eventually she was able to convince somebody, let me come to what you're saying. I want to see. So somehow there, she said, all right, you have to be very careful. You don't say this, whatever condition. She said, okay, fair enough. So she was invited. And she went to the program. She climbed the stairs. The flat was whatever floor the flat was. Moment she reached outside, the same song she heard, somebody doing the kirtan inside, the program was going on, Namahatta program was there. And in Namahatta program, when she heard the singing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 40 people are singing, and she was just sat there like a statue. She said, I was just sat there, and she just kept weeping and crying whole day, whole time. And then the Prabhu gave a class, and then she realized what she's doing. Oh my God, this is, then she understood at that time, it is actually worshipping Krishna. And then she became a devotee.
And now she is preaching there. She is practicing very enthusiastically. Of course, not the way we can openly preach here. So how fortunate we are that very openly we are practicing this Krishna consciousness. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even devotees had so much trouble preaching Krishna consciousness. The broken Chandakazi gave us so much trouble to the devotees. So how openly we are chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's why it is called Sumedhasa. Even if we are not taking it, if we don't still take advantage of this movement of chanting Hare Krishna, then we must be very grateful. And if we don't attain the perfect goal is not simply chanting Hare Krishna and be satisfied. Okay, I'm doing service. This is service. This is a beginning. We have to attain Nitya Leela. We have to have Naam Guna Rupa Leela. We have to attain that. We have to attain pure chanting. We have to attain the pure devotional service. Anyavilashita Shunyam. We have to attain that. We have to have a goal. If you don't have a goal, you will never get it. The goal of Arjun was the eye of the sparrow. So our goal is right at the lotus feet of Radha Gokulnanda's love. That is the goal. Love is the goal. That's why I insist. Forget about people know you or don't know you. Society recognize you or don't recognize you. Forget it. This is all useless. Goal of Krishna's lotus feet. That is the real goal. Virakt. So the power of the holy name is such that it can make somebody a devotee without knowing anything about it. And she was weeping and crying for Krishna for 5 years. So Krishna pulls her out. This is what Krishna consciousness is. And we know what is the power of this Maha Mantra. So we should very enthusiastically practice Krishna consciousness. Very enthusiastically work on how we can detach ourselves from this world. How we can detach ourselves from the name and fame. How we can detach ourselves. Same this verse. I don't know the verse number. I think it's in the 256 maybe. Dukesh, second chapter. You read the second chapter. I think it's a 56 verse. Yeah, 50. Second chapter, 56 verse. Dukheshu anudiknamana sukheshu viksapraha bitaraga bhai krodha siddhir muni ruchyate. This is what we should take. The verse you should memorize. 256. Bitaraga bhai krodha. I have to get free myself from all these things. And chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Are there any questions?